Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Let's get into our question of the day. What's your happen to be there story? It's inspired by the New York Jets news of Robert Saleh being fired. And more pointedly, it's inspired by Adam Schefter breaking that news from the back of an Uber, getting on TV. And we were just thinking about it from the Uber driver's perspective. It's like, you had to just be like, wait, first of all, I got Adam Schefter here. That's crazy. And you just see him furiously on his phones. You gotta be like, oh, something's happening all of a sudden. I bet he was just on the radio. He probably heard it on the radio. Well, we're seeing this.
Adam Schefter report.
Adam Schefter report.
Minute, he's like, right, wait, hold on.
Or how much you want to bet the Uber driver had no idea who this guy was?
That's also possible.
That's more possible than you think.
It really is. But yeah. one thing I've noticed is I've always had a lot of respect for the Uber drivers and appreciation, because they if you like sports, they'd be in that car listening to sports talk all the damn time.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I got in the Uber one time. They was actually listening to 610. And yeah. I don't think the guy realized who I was. Mm-hmm. So I just kept it quiet.
You don't give him a little?
Nah. Unless they say something.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
So you didn't say, do you know who I am?
Nah.
Yeah, that's a little much. That's a little much. But also, yeah. You could have.
Yeah, he was kind of flipping around too. He flipped to the other station.
Oh, okay. So you're like, nah, never mind.
What are you doing?
I started to say something, but
you're not locking it in.
Put it back.
Yeah, you got to lock it in on 610. Come on now. What you doing?
Yeah.
But yeah, what's your happen to be there story? Because our guy Sean came in and when we were prepping pre-show, and he told us a fantastic happen to be there story.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell it nearly as well as he did, because you know he was there and I'm sure he's had
he does a great impression.
Yes, he does. He has had plenty of time to think about it as well. But apparently the day that OJ Simpson went on the white Bronco chase.
Yeah.
Obviously he's watching the Rockets game. He's at like a party of some sorts and he's watching the TV.
And Lou Holtz is there.
Well, you gave away the kicker.
I thought that's what we're doing.
I was gonna try and set up as best I could. He's watching the game. OJ,
my bad.
The OJ thing pops up. He's watching, and all of a sudden,
now you gotta do the impression.
Sliding in from
me?
The left,
hell yeah, no. You.
Sliding
hell
in from the left it. Is Lou Holtz saying that.
I can't do Lou Holtz.
Yeah, you gotta.
You gotta do it now.
No, okay, very good.
Lou Holtz.
All right, go ahead and give us your story then, since you're just gonna mess up Sean's.
All right, do you want the one where I spurned Fidel Castro intentionally? Or I spurned Martin Sheen accidentally?
Yes.
My Martin Sheen story, I was kind of hanging around with Charlie Sheen for, you know this, Figgy, for a couple of years, because he used to travel with the team when I was covering the NBA, and I got to know him a little bit because we always sat in the back of the airplane. And so I got to know him a little bit, hung out with Charlie Sheen a couple of times here and there. And so one day we're covering
Tiger Blood.
It was during Platoon and all that stuff. He was like top of the game. And so I asked Charlie once, you know, I told him, I love your dad, you know, Martin Sheen, and love to meet him sometime, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm covering the Spurs at Lakers. All right. And the game ends, and I'm on deadline, and I'm sweating because this is back when you have to be on a deadline.
You had to phone it in.
Yeah, and get it in, yeah. And so I'm outside the Lakers locker room. I'm about to go in to talk to, you know, Magic and Kareem and Worthy and all that. I'm all, you know, got to get these quotes and all that. Somebody taps me on the shoulder, and it's Charlie. It's Charlie Sheen. And I'm in a huff. I kind of say, Charlie, I can't right now. First of all, I'm telling Charlie Sheen, Charlie,
look at this
guy right now.
Look at this guy.
Like, how weird is that?
Look at this guy.
Like, how weird is that? And as I turn back around to go into the locker room, because they open the doors as I'm saying that, I go, Charlie, I can't right now. And as I turn back, I realize that standing behind Charlie Sheen with his hands folded was Martin Sheen.
Damn.
He brought Martin Sheen down from the Forum Club to meet me. And I spurned him. And so after the interviews and after I filed my story, I go back up and I'm just like completely red as a beet, embarrassed and all that. And I kind of saunter over to Charlie Sheen and say, hey, sorry about that. He goes, oh, man, no problem, man. And and his dad comes over and I shake his hand and apologize and all that. But like I spurned Martin Sheen. That is the one that I will never forget.
Yeah.
I'm just humiliated.
Yeah, that's
I can't right now.
Yeah, you was wilding a little bit, but I get it. Like the stresses of the you was at work at that point. You know, sometimes like, hey, you can't do this at work. From the 832 on the text line, they said they were happened to be getting coffee, and Dusty Baker walked in. Well, okay, what did he get? What did he order? I want to know what Dusty Baker gets at the coffee shop. Like, is he a scone guy? You know what I mean? Is he getting a muffin? Is he tea guy at the coffee shop? I want to know. I want to know that about Dusty. For me, somewhat similar, but also very different. So I popped over to a friend's house who was having a crawfish boil. And I love me a good crawfish boil. And I was coming in a little late because I was coming from work. So I pop into the crawfish boil. And, you know, I'm used to just, he likes leaving his door open. So we, you know, you just walk into the house and people are mingling outside by the pool, inside by the kitchen.
Yeah,
all sorts
you're just
of things, right?
Meandering.
So I pop in and, you know, hey, Reggie. And I look over and I'm like, is that Avery Johnson? And yes, it was Avery Johnson.
Shoot the ball. Shoot the ball.
yes, being the life of the party out here. Avery Johnson walks over and shakes my hand, and I'm like, why?
What are you doing here?
Yes, and apparently he was working with someone else that happened to come to the crawfish boil, and so that person was coming and I guess invited Avery Johnson, and Avery Johnson was just like, yes, I would love to go to a crawfish boil. and not only was he at a crawfish boil, he became the life of the crawfish
boil.
And it's just like, I was expecting to just on a holiday eat some crawfish, and all of a sudden now talking to Avery Johnson.
Chopping it up with Avery Johnson?
Fun time.
Yeah. So my moment is actually kind of local. So the first time I met the Meniers, I was at a fundraiser event at Minute Maid, and I was actually working my side hustle, doing the photo booth
stuff. Yes, sir.
And I seen them. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, let me introduce myself because I never met them before. And I walked up to him like, hey, how you doing? Figgy Fig. I work for the sports radio.
Yeah.
They were like, oh my goodness. like, no way. Figgy?
Yeah.
Like, what's up? And Calvin there, he gave me the infamous line. I should put this back in my bio.
Yeah.
But he said, wow, you sound a lot taller on the radio.
Which is crazy. That is something that only a tall person can say.
Yeah. So we was talking for a little bit. This was right after, I forgot what draft this was.
Yeah.
I want to say, I think it was the first draft from Nick Caserio. His first draft,
yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah.
And, or first or second. I can't remember, but they were just like, Cal poked me on the shoulder like, what you think of the draft, man? What you think of the draft? And I'm like, I think they did good. I think it might have been the year they got Stingley.
Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, man. He was just like really wanted to know what I thought. And then he started explaining how Nick Caserio was working. And he was just like so focused. And, you know, they just watched him work.
Yeah.
And that made me feel happy because I'd be worried about some of these owners that trying to overstep and try to control stuff.
Yeah.
But they were just like super laid back. We were like, we just watched them work. He was just focused. And this person went off the board and Nick stayed calm and all this. So I was just like,
My happenstance, two popped into mind. My happenstance one like that was I was covering the Rangers against somebody way back. And they had the media dinner.
Yeah.
You know, media dinner upstairs.
God bless the media dinner.
And this is at old Arlington Stadium. And I sit down just eating by myself, you know, I'm covering a game and these seats taken and it was Mickey Mantle and and some other dude.
Dang.
Mickey Mantle sat right in front of me and had the pregame meal and, you know, we just like chatted. And then the other one that just popped into mind, my wife, and I got to give her credit because she's a huge, huge, huge Astros fan. And she was at, believe it or not, I mean, she knows. It's not like she confused him with anybody. She was at HEB and kind of going through some meat or something, even which is ironic because she was buying it for me. She's a pescatarian. But anyway, she's going through the meat, kind of looking at some whatever, steaks or ribs or something. And Jose Altuve starts reaching down and grabbing some stuff, doing the same thing.
Hell yeah.
Jose Altuve shopping at HEB.
That's right. Yeah. He knows what's good.
Hey, this ain't just no commercial.
And she did the
real life.
She did the classic. It was real life.
I'm about this. I'm true to this.
There were no cameras there.
Yeah. This ain't no commercial.
And she said she did the double take, the old, you know, you look and then you look again. And that he was super cool, didn't say a thing. She didn't say anything. She didn't want to bother him. And they just grabbed their steaks or whatever and went their own way. Like, Jose Altuve is grabbing, he's shopping at HEB. It's real.
These are my favorite. Someone on the text line mentions met Lopez at a Texans game. He was a cool guy. Okay, good.
Cool, man.
979, similar to me, Yuli Gurriel showed up at their house with the Cuban buddy for a crawfish bowl in 2020. He's a badass. All right, very good. Someone else mentioned that they ran into and hung out briefly with Mario Williams at an ATV park. Okay. And I don't want to forget one. Oh, yeah, this one here, 832. Happened to be in line behind Seth Payne at Subway on Cullen at the Beltway. All ordered right. a foot-long tuna. Okay, so now we know what.
Just somebody says Lopez met Babe Ruth. Come on, man.
But did you?
No, well, come on,
man. He was around during that time.
Come on.
I don't know, man. Maybe.
Mickey Mantle, that was an awesome one.
Some various. Ashley Simpson and Ryan Cabrera. Coming in on the Twitch is the mm-hmm. word that I was looking for. Said that they saw them at a Mavs game. Okay, mm-hmm. very good. The ushers told people that they couldn't come out anymore. So she yelled, "You act like you're Britney Spears or something." That's you heckled. Oh, no, man. You didn't meet. You heckled Ashley Simpson at a game. That's crazy. Some other ones: Hakeem Olajuwon, Andre Ware, and George Springer all working at Verizon. Well, while they were working at Verizon. Shout out to Gus.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah,
got you.
All right. And then Wes said he hit me with the double take at the Jags game. Yeah. Hey, man, mm-hmm. if you see us at the game, definitely stop by, say what's up. We want to hear that. But, yeah, your happen-to-be-there stories. As one Uber driver, I imagine, had quite the happen-to-be-there story this morning as he was toting around Adam Schefter as he broke the news of Robert Saleh being fired from the New York Jets. All right, you're in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about that time where B. Scott will join us, and we'll go around the NFL, talk a little about Monday night football, and more next.